You know who has turned up? Tina Koumarianis. Hello to you, Tina.
Good morning, Declan. How are you today?
Good morning. How are things?
Yeah, everything brilliant. Before we do anything, because I'll forget and we'll run out of time, I want to wish everybody out there a very happy Christmas and to say thank you to all the lovely people who stopped me in supermarket car parks to say how much they enjoy the show.
Really?
So, yeah, lovely people come up.
And what's so special about supermarket car parks and things? That
Well, it's
you know.
The only place they can track me down because otherwise I'm locked up in my house. But no, they're very nice. I had three lovely ladies the other day in Aldi car park in Rathnew. So very, very kind of them to bother coming over, and they love your show.
Oh, do they? Oh, yeah. That's very nice of them. Okay, and they love you as well.
Well, they like the straight talking, I think. Yes.
Well, you've some things to sort out for this time of the year. How is this time of the year? There's more problems and they become accentuated.
Yeah, they really do, because everybody is under pressure with, you know, having to keep families happy with a huge expenditure, of course, at this time of the year. And just things are very heightened. There's a bit more drink taken than usual. So all in all, it's a bit fraught. So just chill, deep breaths, and don't attack each other. 2023 is coming and you'll need each other then.
Okay, let's see what you're going to deal with this week. Here's one here. For the last 18 months, I've been dating a man who is 20 years older than me, and he has asked me to marry him. Although my family like him very much, they're against me marrying, as they say the age difference is too big. His wife, who he had a very happy marriage with, died of cancer 5 years ago. I'm 25 and he's 45, and he has a daughter of 15 who I get on very well with. We really love each other, and he's a wonderful father to his daughter. I'm torn because I know my family are only thinking of the best for me, but I really do love him, and I feel I'd never meet someone as kind and loving again. Also, the fact that I get on so well with his daughter is a very big thing to me, and I'm sure is to my partner as well. I'd love an outsider's advice. Advice, please.
Well, now, I've always been much more fond of the older gentlemen since my very early 20s, until they got much older and they were not quite as speedy or exciting. I mean, now at this age, I prefer something my own age or a little younger. Anyway, my first serious relationship was with somebody who was 11 years older than me, a divorced Belgian architect, and that lasted a very, very happy 5 years. He was 6'5", blonde, what was not to like? I only bolted when he insisted we get married because his job was moving to Canada, and because I felt I had a lot more living to do before settling down, I declined his very kind offer. Anyway, 10 years ago, he Googled me and then contacted me some 40 years later, just before I left Image magazine. I got many emails and he sent me a 7-page letter all about his life since we were together before his wife put a stop to it. So he's still in Canada and I'm in Wicklow. Anyway, enough about me. For many reasons, an age gap of 10 years for either men or women either side is considered okay. I know in your case it's 20 years, but from what you tell me, if this gentleman's wife hadn't died, he'd still be very happily married, and he's a good father to his daughter. To meet somebody who has already had a very happy marriage shows he's a kind and considerate man who comes with references, which is brilliant. Also, importantly, he is hopefully financially secure and possibly owns his own home, which is also a huge plus when you're starting out in marriage. A very good and important piece of advice I can give you, and this is important, if you do go ahead and marry him, not to immediately change everything in the house. This is his home, which he put together with his deceased wife. This lady has never done you any wrong. She's dead, so she's not coming back, and you're not in competition with her. Slowly does it. Remember, it's his taste too. In my mind, the only things you need to consider when there's a big age gap is different life stages and expectations. Will you have different levels of fitness and social interests? What if you want a baby? Will he want to start that all over again? That is something you'll need to discuss because it could cause a lot of problems later on. He has a child, you haven't. Of course, you may not want children, which eliminates that problem completely. As you get older, the age difference will appear less to outsiders. In other words, when you're 35 and he's 55, the age difference won't even matter. It won't be so obvious. Also, with him marrying a younger woman, it might keep him younger longer too. At the end of the day, what I'm saying is, in marriage, there is no guarantee, young or old, rich or poor. It just depends on the couple. And as long as he loves and respects you, isn't that better to have really loved your husband, regardless of his age or the time you have together, than to have settled for less, or worse still, nothing at all, just to please others?
Okay. So the answer is?
The answer is go ahead with it. Yeah, I mean, she loves him, he loves her. You know, he's had a very happy marriage. She didn't end up divorced. There's no, hopefully, skeletons in the cupboard. She gets on great with the door. I'd go for it. Why not? I mean, age is nothing. It depends on how you get on with the person.
Okay. All right. It's Tina Kumarianis. You can get in touch. Ask Tina K.
You sound like you don't agree with me on
that.
Oh,
I do. It's just interesting to hear your point of view, and I wasn't going to challenge you, considering you gave your introduction.
I thought you were dead against the younger women.
No. To the whole piece today, you're saying straight talking and all this. And I said, I'm going to stay out of the way this morning.
No, I do think in her case, she sounds very happy. And, you know, I know her parents are thinking of her. But listen, better than have a miserable sitting at home alone, you know?
Yeah, indeed. Speaking of that sort of thing and looking for somebody, why don't we go to this one? I've been separated for almost a year and I figured it was time to get back on the dating scene. But my question is this. Is it okay to speak to more than one man about dating? It's been so long and I don't know the etiquette around dating these days. Of course, depending on how you meet, I think it's important to get to know someone. Perhaps meet for a coffee or dinner first. What do you think? Because of my age and having been married before, is it unreasonable to see more than one person before seeing how things progress? I suppose if I go online dating, then I will expect to see different men. So when should I settle on the one? Any advice is much appreciated.
Well, you settle on just one when and if you find the right one. And if you don't, please don't settle for a better than nothing. Maybe because your ex is dating and you want to show him that you're not sitting at home pining for him. You know, just grabbing anything to be seen out and about is not a good idea. Those relationships are not pleasurable and can block you from meeting somebody who you really do like because possible dates think you're already attached. Also, you have to take into consideration the other person's feelings. What if they really like you and you're simply using them as a means to an end? Fine if you're both just looking for a stopgap, someone to fill in the blanks and go out on the town with until you both meet other people that you actually want to be with. But a bit cruel if it's just a using situation. You've got to put yourself in the other person's place and think how you'd feel. You're right to get back out there if you feel ready for it, but take it easy because, as you say, you are a bit out of date with the etiquette of dating, so let me explain. In many cases, there is little or no etiquette in dating these days. It's a bit of a free-for-all.
So no terms and conditions?
They just go for it. Listen, there's no terms and conditions whatsoever. As I say, it's a bit of a free-for-all unless you are one of the lucky ones. Of course, if you can meet somebody you like through friends, you're ahead of the posse because you can find out their true history, what they're really like, who they've dated or married, etc., without having to give the guy the third degree on your first date, and it's usually sound information.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Yeah. I mean, are you telling me that dating is all about cheating and
no,
putting a different not, side
not,
and not being a true person and
no,
being...
I'm saying if you're one of the lucky ones, it can all go beautifully well. But those dating sites, I know from listening to my daughter's friends, male friends, it's a bit of a pick and mix. It's a bit of a go out there entertain a young lady, that's a polite way of putting it, for a breakfast show, entertain a young lady for the evening and then move on to the next one. That is what I'm saying. Now, maybe with older people, it's not quite so bad, but certainly with the younger crowd, that's what it is. It's a pick and mix. But you can be very, very lucky, because, of course, there are men out there in the same position as her who just want to meet somebody lovely again and, you know, settle down or whatever. But dating's always been the luck of the draw, really, when you get down to it. It was never guaranteed, no matter how far back you go in history. It's just, as I say, the luck of the draw, who you meet and, you know, whether you hit it off with them.
Yeah, and I suppose there are people who are, I suppose, a little bit bitter about things that have happened in the past.
Well, that's it, yeah. Part of me understands why some people are bitter about their past circumstances when it comes to going back out dating. You know, maybe they've lost their home, are having to pay big alimony for something they feel was not their fault. But what I do object to is them bringing their grievance into a new relationship and taking it out on that person who's only looking for love and understanding, having maybe come out of a bad relationship themselves. I think you may find once you put your profile up on site, you will get various gentlemen who will respond. The thing is, you have to be a bit careful, because some of these gentlemen may have been trawling these sites for many, many years, enjoying dating, free samples and all that entails, but not looking for a real relationship of any sort. When you first meet, you're both strangers to each other, so there is no pressure whatsoever to demonstrate loyalty or make a commitment straight away. Therefore, there's no problem in you both seeing other people. When you stop becoming strangers, will be between the two of you. I think you're a free agent until you promise otherwise and the other person is prepared to commit to you alone. You must brace yourself and prepare for some of these dates with people you might like a lot not working out. Maybe the spark just isn't there for them, and unfortunately, you must gracefully accept that. I know it might be miserable. You really love the person, you like them, and they just don't, you know, feel the same way about you, and they move on, and it can be very, very hurtful. I tried it myself for a short time while doing an article for a magazine, and although online my dates would have appeared to be the perfect match for me, the truth is, not everyone is completely honest in their description of themselves, preferring to put what they think others would like to hear or what they would really like to be like. On the other hand, some of these people had been looking for meaningful relationships for many years, were willing to accept almost anyone, and by the time, you know, had become rather desperate. And as we all know, desperation is not attractive. My best advice to you is to take it slowly. There is absolutely no hurry. Remember, if the person likes you, they are going to wait for you for a while, not forever, while you make up your mind. Anyway, happy hunting, but keep your head, your wits about you.
Yeah, does that mean going out with half a dozen?
Well, geez, you'll get a hell of a lot of hits. you do get a lot of hits because, I mean, that's what they do. And it's up to you to sort of sift through them and see if you, you know, sadly, it's usually what the person looks like. Then it's, you know, the information about them. And then you take a chance with meeting them. For myself, I met them at lunchtime. You know, I didn't do evening meetings because I thought, you know, why? Why? Until you get to know the person and you actually enjoy their company, because you don't want to be stuck in the dark with somebody that you don't feel very comfortable with, let's say. So, yeah, I met each of these people for lunch, and they were very, very nice. But, I mean, I had no interest in dating anyway. It was only a magazine article. But they were fairly desperate. They'd been doing it for a long, long time, and I'd just never met anyone suitable. I don't know why. I didn't get the impression they were particularly picky. I just think they were jaded, really, by the time I got to them. And that was no use to me whatsoever, Declan. We don't do jaded in my life.
Yeah, it's a pity it's not after 9 p.m.
I know.
We could explore that further.
Listen, we must do that. Elaine often said about Virgin Media she wanted to do an after 9 p.m. show so we could really go wild. But anyway, so have Indeed. We time for another
one? No, we're going to
one?
Take a break now. We'll come back to you in a second.
Okay.
We're having Tina in full flight this morning.
Yes, we
and
are.
Ask TinaK@gmail.com.
This Christmas, give the people you love gifts that keep on giving from Vodafone. With up to €200 off new smartphones they'll love. Plus, they'll get a January bonus of an average of €130 back if they trade in their used smartphone. See Vodafone.ie or pop in store. Vodafone. Together we can.
New customers only. Subject to availability, eligibility and annual price increase of CPI plus 3%. Average €130 trade-in value based on August-October 2022. See Vodafone.ie/terms.
Shrink your Christmas bill at Dunn Stores. Delicious free-range 4-kilo Irish turkeys are just £39.99. And incredible unsmoked centre-cut Irish ham is now just £13.59 for 2.75 kilos. That's 20% off. King Prawn Cocktail and Oak and Peat Cold Smoked Salmon are just €6. Plus, with our 10 or 50 grocery voucher, you save even more. Dunn Stores. Make Christmas for everyone. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used to next grocery shop of €50 or more.
The team at Break Credit Union would like to wish all our members a very happy Christmas and prosperous New Year. We look forward to seeing you all in 2023. For current accounts, visit BrayCU.ie.
Dublin Winter Lights is back. From now until the end of December, we're transforming some of Dublin's iconic buildings, bridges and parks with incredible installations, projections and sculptures. Tickets for Merrion Square Park must be booked in advance online. Don't miss out on the chance to experience Dublin like never before. Come feel the magic. Visit DublinWinterLights.ie. Brought to you by Dublin City Council.
Hi, I'm Barbara and this is Crackagus Kiol on East Coast FM.
Nézeg Shachtu Shea, Be Queen, Ledol, Ed on Today programme, Telefish Reganach London, Ach Ed in the Wedzernach is the Sex Pistols, a Ed in Arts.
Crunk rockers, the new craze, they tell me. They're heroes, not the nice clean Rolling Stones. They're a group called the Sex Pistols, and I'm surrounded now by all of them.
Tare Shabel Arts, the Lorhor Bill Grundy, Hussha the Gascony. Agus few on F word. Buin an chéadúd, ra profanity da chinál telefish sásnach.
It's what?
Nothing, a rude word. Next question.
No. What was the rude word?
F*** it. Tháréisín cúru cosc éid, the Sex Pistols. A brín swa cáid is sásna. Ach ní ar an gúchar sásdach mór an arú. Ed a darlan láad a bhí in 1998, a rinne fís an ciúl sin Naya Twain, That Don't Impress Me Much, a debut at Country Music Television, CMT.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
Ní bhán rachán in the year sin ed a fís an ciúl, ach rinne an tóran íntach má in seo sna cártana in 1998, bhán amach, ifr a hían.
Sin é crack agus ciúl ar East Coast FM.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
And Tina's with us and she's here in fine form this morning and she's imparting her advice. Here's one, Tina. Dear Tina, I know I might sound a bit early in writing to you in December, but I have a milestone birthday coming up in February and I'd really love to celebrate it with family and friends, but I need some advice on how to avoid an awkward situation. My husband isn't the type to organise parties. I have three brothers and neither are they. I do have a couple of really good friends, but although I love them dearly, their idea of a party and mine are two completely different things. Would it be tacky to throw my own party, or would it look fairly desperate?
Oh, well, first of all, I also have a milestone birthday coming up in February. I'll be 70. Maybe we could hold our birthdays together. Anyway, listen, given the opportunity, we'd all love to pass the baton on to somebody else. But it appears in your case, the baton may be dropped or even lost, leaving you sad and disappointed on what is your big milestone birthday. I certainly don't think it would be tacky to organise your own birthday, given it's a big one. You will appear magnanimous, taking the strain off others. That way you'll get to have the party you would really love without the disappointment. I mean, you can always ask your husband, brothers and good friends for help. You could delegate, and that way they could embellish slightly, but you would be getting what you really want, and also the opportunity to disembellish their kind efforts if it's all too horrible. Anyway, very happy birthday in advance. Do throw your own birthday and, you know, let them help a little bit. But no, you've got to get what you want, because it's all the effort. And then if you're irritated by it, that's nasty.
Yes.
And I mean, you're married and everything. It's not, you're obviously, it's a milestone birthday. You're not like some teenager desperate to get friends around and, you know, to look like you're fantastic. No, you just want a good birthday to commemorate the moment.
I mean, can't you just discuss it out with people and say, look, it's my birthday and I want to have a party and I'll have it myself.
I'd love you to come along. I'm holding it myself, and please come along, bring gifts, lots of gifts.
Might embarrass everybody.
Don't touch anything.
All right, one more. I think we squeeze in one more, looking at the clock.
Oh, this is a sad one.
Dear Tina, I am 35. I've been in a relationship with this man for 17 years. I thought we got on well. We both have our own interests. We have a 1.5-year-old boy who we tried for 5 years, and I had 2 miscarriages. Just this week, my toddler handed me my partner's phone and I dropped it on the concrete, so I unlocked it to make sure it was okay. To my shock, there was a page open on it and it was all fabswingers.com. His profile picture was himself from the waist down in his underwear. As I continued to look through his profile, I saw pictures of him with no clothes whatsoever and some close-up that he had sent to many women and talked about meeting up for no-strings-attached sex. I was actually in shock and I thought I was going to have a complete panic attack. I read as many messages as I could before he noticed I had his phone. He was always a bit protective of his phone, but I never in a million years thought why. I waited until 1 year old in bed before I confronted him. His first reaction was, why be looking through my phone? Did I read that correctly? I waited until 1 year
old was in bed,
before I confronted him. His first reaction was, why be you looking through my phone? I said, why are you signed up to such a thing and how many times have you cheated on me? He swore on our child's life he never met with any of the women. I'm absolutely devastated. I told him to pack his things. He wouldn't go and he pleaded with me saying he loved me so much and he didn't want to lose me. I got text messages from him saying he was brain dead. Dead, selfish and stupid, and he didn't want to lose me. He's still in the house. We're due to go on our first holiday in a few days. I'm sleeping in a spare room at the moment. I can't even look at him. Obviously, the lack of sex after our child was born, after trying for so long, how could he do this to me? Tina, I'm not sure what I want to hear from you. I don't want to tell any of my friends and families what has happened.
Well, on receiving your mail, I hadn't heard of fabswingers.com, but on receiving your mail, I looked them up on Monday lunchtime. Now, this was lunchtime on Monday, and there were 34,064 people online at 1:10 in the afternoon, so it would appear your partner is not alone. I mean, that's a hell on a Monday lunchtime. Anyway, what an absolutely shocking thing for you to find after so many years together, suffering miscarriages and finally having a baby that you longed for together. Just when things should have been perfect after such a long struggle, this happens. The thing that struck me about your mail was how you are prepared to blame yourself for what has happened and are too embarrassed to look to your family for comfort. You've done nothing wrong. I mean, this is totally one-sided. You say, obviously, the lack of sex after our child was born after trying for so long and the fact that you were the one to move into the spare room, not him. Why are you taking the blame for his dreadfully inappropriate behaviour? You're supposed to be in a loving relationship. This gentleman clearly has a big hit for himself by the number of extremely explicit, naked, below-the-belt photos he's posted online. and sent to so many women suggesting they meet up for no strings attached sex. He has pleaded with you, saying he loves you so much that he wants to or is having sex with multiple partners, loves you so much he doesn't care that if he passes on a sexually transmitted disease. These are all gifts a girl doesn't want to receive from her partner. You say his first reaction was, "Why were you looking through my phone?" Clearly you need to, as he's not to be trusted. It takes some nerve to take close-up pictures of your bits and basically advertise them to any takers. Now, back to you. You've been with this same man since you were 18 years old, exactly half your life. You obviously loved and trusted this man all these years, which makes your decision so much more difficult. And of course, you have a baby son together. So you will probably always be tied to this man if he wants to be part of his son's life. That's another thing you're going to have to consider. Your problem is too serious to be dealt with by you on your own. You absolutely need a third-party counsellor to get some, hopefully, honest answers from your partner as to why he did it and what exactly he's looking for in your relationship together going forward, should you decide to stay with him. I do know in a lot of cases men become very jealous of the time the baby takes away from them with their partner. Suddenly the man is not the centre of attention. The baby is. And of course the new mother is exhausted from broken sleep, running round after a toddler. The last thing on your mind is sex, it's sleep. As for the holiday, that may be a step too far in trying to be jolly with someone who only a week before may have been cheating on you. I would ask one of your family or very close friends to go on it with you and your son, but only you can make that decision. To me, being locked away in a hotel bedroom in a foreign country with somebody who possibly cheated on me sounds like hell. Without knowing you personally, I don't know if you could ever truly forgive this behaviour and move on without always watching his interactions with other women and wondering whether he is, where he is and why he's late home. I do think you should confide in a member of your family who you can trust. You can't deal with this trauma on your own. I was very open with both my family and close friends when my husband cheated on me, and I've never regretted telling him to go. It really does help to share this terrible burden. And remember, you have done nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about. It seems to be a big problem with you. You're taking this on yourself as though it's your fault. You have done nothing wrong, so hold your head high. You have a beautiful little boy who you were so very desperate for, so you're not alone. You have everything to live for. He is your main priority. And I'm so sorry this has happened to you. I mean, bad any time of the year, but just before Christmas, geez, you know.
Yeah.
What was he thinking of?
Well, I can't, when you say, and says in her correspondence, she's 35 and with a person for 17 years. I mean,
yeah,
hasn't seen life in respect.
No. I mean, she's probably never gone out with anyone else. I mean, if it does all collapse, it really truly isn't the end of the world. You have been with this one person, and my sister always said only swans are supposed to mate for life. Everybody else should be dipping in and out of the fountain. But anyway, there are other people out there. So don't think if this hits the wall that it's the end of your life. God knows who you might meet. But I know you put all your eggs in one basket with this man, and he's so badly let you down after, you know, you've been trying for so long, your miscarriages and everything. It's a real slap in the face. But you have to remember, this is not your fault. This is something he decided to do off his own bat. He didn't discuss it with, well, maybe he did discuss it with his mates, I don't know. But this is not your fault. It is your problem, but it's not your fault. So you've got to make up your mind whether you're going to allow this. And I'm maybe harsh, but I always think if you let them away with it once, it's rewarding bad behaviour, and usually they go off and do it again. So it depends whether you feel you can trust him, and more importantly, whether you can forgive him. Because if you're always going to hold a grudge and you are never going to feel relaxed and happy in your relationship because you always think he might be playing offside, that's not a healthy relationship to be in. But you need to talk to somebody, whether it's a counsellor or, you know, if you're close to your family, they are the ones who will rally around you, who will... I know they might be one-sided in their thoughts about him, but you've got to talk to somebody. You can't bottle this up on your own because it'll take you over.
He'd probably say it was not intellectual.
Not intellectual? What?
You know, I didn't... I mean, they mean nothing.
Yeah, right. I mean... To put up online pictures like that, I didn't see any of them. Well, what the hell were you putting the pictures up for? I mean, that's more or less saying because I'm not attractive enough, nobody bothered coming back to me. And I mean, as though anyone's going to admit to that. He obviously, as I said, thought he's. Can I say cock of the walk? Maybe. Oh dear.
Well, listen, we'll come back. And Tina's with us, and she's here in fine form this morning, and she's imparting her advice. Here's one, Tina. Dear Tina, I know I might sound a bit early in writing to you in December, but I have a milestone birthday coming up in February, and I'd really love to celebrate it with family and friends, but I need some advice on how to avoid an awkward situation. My husband isn't the type to organise parties. I have three brothers, and neither are they. I do have a couple of really good friends, but although I love them dearly, their idea of a party and mine are two completely different things. Would it be tacky to throw my own party, or would it look fairly desperate?
Oh, well, first of all, I also have a milestone birthday coming up in February. I'll be 70. Maybe we could hold our birthdays together. Anyway, listen, given the opportunity, we'd all love to pass the baton on to somebody else. But it appears in your case, the baton may be dropped or even lost, leaving you sad and disappointed on what is your big milestone birthday. I certainly don't think it would be tacky to organise your own birthday, given it's a big one. You will appear magnanimous, taking the strain off others. That way, you'll get to have the party you would really love without the disappointment. I mean, you can always ask your husband, brothers, and good friends for help. You could delegate, and that way they could embellish slightly. But you would be getting what you really want, and also the opportunity to disembellish their kind efforts if it's all too horrible. Anyway, very happy birthday in advance. Do throw your own birthday and, you know, let them help a little bit. But no, you've got to get what you want because it's all the effort. And then if you're irritated by it, that's nasty.
Yes.
And I mean, you're married and everything. It's not, you're obviously, it's a milestone birthday. You're not like some teenager desperate to get friends around and, you know, to look like you're fantastic. No, you just want a good birthday to commemorate the moment.
I mean, can't you just discuss it out with people and say, look, it's my birthday and I want to have a party and I'll have it myself.
Yeah, I'd love you to come along. I'm holding it myself and please come along. Bring gifts. Yeah. Lots of gifts.
Might embarrass everybody too.
Don't touch anything. Yeah.
All right. One more. I think we squeeze in one more looking at the clock here.
Oh, this is a sad one.
Dear Tina, I am 35. I've been in a relationship with this man for 17 years. I thought we got on well. We both have our own interests. We have a 1.5-year-old boy who we tried for 5 years and I had 2 miscarriages. Just this week, my toddler handed me my partner's phone and I dropped it on the concrete, so I unlocked it to make sure it was okay. To my shock, there was a page open on it and it was all fabswingers.com. His profile picture was himself from the waist down in his underwear. As I continued to look through his profile, I saw pictures of him with no clothes whatsoever and some close-up that he had sent to many women and talked about meeting up for no-strings-attached sex. I was actually in shock and I thought I was going to have a complete panic attack. I read as many messages as I could before he noticed I had his phone. He was always a bit protective of his phone, but I never in a million years thought why. I waited until 1 year old in bed before I confronted him. His first reaction was, why be looking through my phone? Did I read that correctly? I waited until 1 year...
Until the one-year-old was in bed, yeah.
Before I confronted him. His first reaction was, why be you looking through my phone? I said, why are you signed up to such a thing and how many times have you cheated on me? He swore on our child's life he never met with any of the women. I'm absolutely devastated. I told him to pack his things. He wouldn't go and he pleaded with me saying he loved me so much and he didn't want to lose me. I got text messages from him saying he was brain dead, selfish and stupid, and he didn't want to lose me. He's still in the house. We're due to go on our first holiday in a few days. I'm sleeping in a spare room at the moment. I can't even look at him. Obviously, the lack of sex after our child was born, after trying for so long, how could he do this to me? Tina, I'm not sure what I want to hear from you. I don't want to tell any of my friends and families what has happened.
Well, on receiving your mail, I hadn't heard of fabswingers.com, but on receiving your mail, I looked them up on Monday lunchtime. Now, this was lunchtime on Monday, and there were 34,064 people online at 1:10 in the afternoon, so it would appear your partner is not alone. I mean, that's a hell on a Monday lunchtime. Anyway, what an absolutely shocking thing for you to find after so many years together, suffering miscarriages and finally having a baby that you longed for together. Just when things should have been perfect after such a long struggle, this happens. The thing that struck me about your mail was how you are prepared to blame yourself for what has happened and are too embarrassed to look to your family for comfort. You've done nothing wrong. I mean, this is totally one-sided. You say, obviously, the lack of sex after our child was born after trying for so long and the fact that you were the one to move into the spare room, not him. Why are you taking the blame for his dreadfully inappropriate behaviour? You're supposed to be in a loving relationship. This gentleman clearly has a big hit for himself by the number of extremely explicit, naked, below-the-belt photos he's posted online and sent to so many women suggesting they meet up for no-strings-attached sex. He has pleaded with you, saying he loves you so much that he wants to or is having sex with multiple partners, love you so much he doesn't care that if he passes on a sexually transmitted disease. These are all gifts a girl doesn't want to receive from her partner. You say his first reaction was, why were you looking through my phone? Clearly you need to, as he's not to be trusted. It takes some nerve to take close-up pictures of your bits and basically advertise them to any takers. Now, back to you. You've been with this same man since you were 18 years old, exactly half your life. You obviously loved and trusted this man all these years, which makes your decision so much more difficult. And of course, you have a baby son together. So you will probably always be tied to this man if he wants to be part of his son's life. That's another thing you're going to have to consider. Your problem is too serious to be dealt with by you on your own. You absolutely need a third-party counsellor to get some hopefully honest answers from your partner as to why he did it and what exactly he's looking for in your relationship together going forward should you decide to stay with him. I do know in a lot of cases men become very jealous of the time the baby takes away from them with their partner. Suddenly the man is not the centre of attention. The baby is. And of course the new mother is exhausted from broken sleep, running round after a toddler. The last thing on your mind is sex, it's sleep. As for the holiday, that may be a step too far in trying to be jolly with someone who only a week before may have been cheating on you. I would ask one of your family or very close friends to go on it with you and your son, but only you can make that decision. To me, being locked away in a hotel bedroom in a foreign country with somebody who possibly cheated on me sounds like hell. Without knowing you personally, I don't know if you could ever truly forgive this behaviour and move on without always watching his interactions with other women and wondering whether he is you know, where he is and why he's late home. I do think you should confide in a member of your family who you can trust. You can't deal with this trauma on your own. I was very open with both my family and close friends when my husband cheated on me, and I've never regretted telling him to go. I really, it really does help to share this terrible burden. And remember, you have done nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about. It seems to be a big problem with you. You're taking this on yourself as though it's your fault. You have done nothing wrong, so hold your head high. You have a beautiful little boy who you were so very desperate for, so you're not alone. You have everything to live for. He is your main priority. And I'm so sorry this has happened to you. I mean, bad any time of the year, but just before Christmas, geez, you know.
Yeah.
What was he thinking of?
Well, I can't, you know, when you say, and says in her correspondence to 35 and with a person for 17 years, I mean...
Yeah,
hasn't seen life in respect.
No. I mean, she's probably never gone out with anyone else. I mean, if it does all collapse, it really, truly isn't the end of the world. You have been with this one person, and my sister always said only swans are supposed to mate for life. Everybody else should be dipping in and out of the fountain. But anyway, there are other people out there. So don't think if this hits the wall that it's the end of your life. God knows who you might meet. But I know you put all your eggs in one basket with this man, and he's so badly let you down after, you know, you've been trying for so long, your miscarriages and everything. It's a real slap in the face. But you have to remember, this is not your fault. This is something he decided to do off his own bat. He didn't discuss it with, well, maybe he did discuss it with his mates, I don't know. But this is not your fault. It is your problem, but it's not your fault. So you've got to make up your mind whether you're going to allow this. And I'm maybe harsh, but I always think if you let them away with it once, it's rewarding bad behavior, and usually they go off and do it again. So it depends whether you feel you can trust him, and more importantly, whether you can forgive him, because if you're always going to hold a grudge and you are never going to feel relaxed and happy in your relationship because you always think he might be playing offside, that's not a healthy relationship to be in. But you need to talk to somebody, whether it's a counsellor or, you know, if you're close to your family, they are the ones who will rally around you, who will... I know they might be one-sided in their thoughts about him, but you've got to talk to somebody. You can't bottle this up on your own because it'll take you over.
He'll probably say it was not intellectual.
Not intellectual? What?
You know, I didn't... I mean, they mean nothing.
Yeah, right. I mean, to put up online pictures like that, I didn't see any of them. Well, what the hell were you putting the pictures up for? I mean, that's more or less saying, because I'm not attractive enough, nobody bothered coming back to me. And I mean, as though anyone's going to admit to that. He obviously, as I said, thought he's... can I say cock of the walk? Maybe. Oh dear.
Oh dear. Well, listen, we'll come back in just a second with Tina. It's the Morning Show at East Coast.
Nothing says Christmas like Powers Court Garden Pavilion, Enniskerry, where you will always discover unique gifts sure to bring joy to everyone. Choose magical glittering baubles, Christmas homeware, gorgeous garlands, ethical fashion brands, winterberry wreaths, and more. Powers Court Garden Pavilion, Enniskerry. Gift moments of joy this Christmas.
Earlsbrook House, part of the First Care Nursing Home Group, is delighted to announce we are now welcoming new residents following the success of the vaccination programme. Our residents enjoy exceptional, safe, quality nursing care in the warm comfort of our beautiful Georgian home, located just a minute from Bray's beautiful seafront. This welcoming home is ideal for retired people to enjoy independence in a supportive environment and for respite and convalescence needs. Call us us on 01513 6854 or visit firstcare.ie.
You and your pets deserve the very best of veterinary care. That's why Wicklow Pets choose Kilcool Vets. We're here for all your pets' needs, whether your four-legged companion is a dog, cat, or a little more exotic. From preventative care to illness and injury, we offer on-site soft tissue surgery, dentistry, diagnostic imaging, blood testing, and more. And we're open convenient hours, including late evenings and Saturdays, to suit your family's needs. Check out kilcoolvets.ie for more information. Kilcool Vets, the vets' pets pick.
Give the gift of getting together this Christmas with the Press Up gift card. One card, unlimited experiences. Date night at Stella Cinema. Luxury hotel breaks at the Dean or Glasson Lake House. Cocktails at Vintage Cocktail Club. World famous wings at Elephant and Castle. Whether they're a movie buff, luxury hotel lover, or impossible to please foodie, the Press Up gift card opens the door to endless experiences and special memories. Buy online for instant delivery at pressup.ie.
Shop the Samsung Galaxy tablet and wearable range at Power City. Entertain your family with a Galaxy Tab A7. Experience a smarter way to track your wellness with the Galaxy Watch 5. For more information, go online to powercity.ie.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
Okay, so how are you spending Christmas, Tina?
At home and with my daughter's mother-in-law. She puts on the best spread in the best spread in Dublin. Eileen Condren in Fir House. She does a magnificent Christmas lunch. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's where I'll be. And then I will probably be babysitting for the rest of the time. I'll be locked away with my... He was three the other day. He was three last Thursday. So, yes, I'll probably be locked away with him while they're out partying all the time.
Oh, aren't you very good?
And the dogs.
So well, listen, have a wonderful time.
Thank you so much. You too, Declan. A very happy Christmas.
And we'll see you in the new year, I suppose.
You will indeed. And thanks for everything.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thanks for coming in. AskTinaK@gmail.com. In just a second with Tina. It's the Morning Show at East Coast.